This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 290 people were killed and almost 500 injured in bomb blasts that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. It's the first major attack on the Indian Ocean islands since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. Colombo resident Mangala Karun Aratne says nobody expected renewed violence in Sri Lanka.
During the 30 years of civil war, we had lots of explosions in Colombo. We are used to our airport getting blown up and the central banks, things like that. But it's been a 10 years of peace, and we got used to that.
Police in Sri Lanka said on Monday the investigation will examine reports that the intelligence community failed to detect or warn of possible suicide attacks before the violence. Authorities believe the bombings were carried out by seven suicide bombers. 41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
The national exit poll showed Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Poroshenko winning just 25%. He has few detailed policies and will take over the leadership of a country at war with Russia. Poroshenko, who was hoping for a second five-year term, tried to cast himself as a bulwark against Russian aggression. Fed up with corruption, voters in Ukraine are hungry for change. Zelensky has pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Reuters News is reporting the United States is expected to announce on Monday that all buyers of Iranian oil will have to end their imports shortly or face sanctions. In November, the U.S. reimposed sanctions on exports of Iranian oil after President Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear accord. This is VOA News. The organizers of Sudan's protests said on Sunday that they have suspended talks with the ruling military council because it has failed to meet their demands for an immediate transfer to a civilian government following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. Madani Abbas Madani, a representative of the Civil Power Association, said the organization will not waste their time and the time of the people, that they will stop all negotiations with the military as long as the political committee that they are negotiating with is the military council. He said that there are no negotiations and that there are no negotiations on the blood of the Sudanese people. The Sudanese military overthrew and arrested al-Bashir on April 11th. Japanese prosecutors have said on Monday that they have indicted Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, on additional charges of breach of trust, with his alleged misconduct expanding further outside Japan. Charges filed Monday are his fourth and related to payments by a subsidiary of the Japanese automaker that allegedly went to a private investment company controlled by Ghosn. Prosecutors would not confirm the details of these charges. The indictment was expected, and it ensures that he will remain in detention longer. His current period of detention would have expired on Monday if he had not been charged. Speaking on Fox News' America's Newsroom, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who worked under President George W. Bush, warned the current White House aides that there are lessons in the Mueller report when it comes to ethics.
On obstruction, the president and his entire team need to realize how close they came to being charged with obstruction. And laws are restraints, and even presidents must be subject to those restraints. And asking your staff to lie, engaging in some of the activities that the Mueller report stated that the president engaged in, it's too close to obstruction.
The Mueller report recounts how Trump called former White House counsel Don McGahn twice at home and directed him to set special counsel Robert Mueller's firing in motion. The Archbishop of Paris and Catholics from around France and the world honor the firefighters who saved the Notre Dame Cathedral, praying Sunday at a special Easter Mass for a swift reconstruction of the beloved monument. Some streets around the medieval cathedral also reopened 6 days after the blazes, allowing tourists to get a closer look and local restaurants to reopen. Notre Dame itself is expected to remain closed for years. China stocks retreated from a 13-month high on Monday as comments from top policy-making bodies raised investor fears that Beijing will slow the pace of policy easing after some signs of stabilization in the world's second-largest economy. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.